It's Mikey V. It's Radio 104.1. Fight fans, mark your calendar this Saturday, March 22nd, an explosive night at Foxwoods Resort Casino. For the first time ever, Legacy Fighting Alliance, the LFA, is bringing its world-class MMA action to New England, and this is huge. LFA has launched the careers of over 330 fighters who have made it to the UFC, and now they're bringing the next wave of rising stars to the premier theater at Foxwoods. The main event, a heavyweight title fight as champion Hugo Silverback Cunha defends his belt against U.S. Marine Corps Captain Denzel Luke Fox Freeman. This one is guaranteed fireworks, all right? So to break it all down, I've got two legends of the fight world with me. Ed Soares, CEO of the LFA and one of the most influential figures in MMA. And UFC Hall of Famer Ken Shamrock, a true pioneer in the sport. Ed and Ken, welcome to the show. How you feeling?
Great. Doing well, man. Thank you. Appreciate you having us on.
Oh, I'm super excited for this event. It's this weekend, this Saturday. I'm going to start with Ed. We're going to go back and forth to have some fun today. So, Ed, LFA has been called the gateway to the UFC. How does this event at Foxwoods showcase the next generation of MMA stars?
Yeah, I mean, as you know, we're the number one developmental organization in the world developing talent for the UFC.
Right.
As a matter of fact, currently about 40% of the current LFA or the current UFC roster are alumni of the LFA. So, I mean, as usual, we've got a bunch of up-and-coming contenders that are ready to step up into the UFC. We've got a great heavyweight bout. You know, we're having a heavyweight title fight, bringing in Hugo Cunha from Brazil to fight Denzel Freeman, who is definitely one of the prospects that the UFC's got their eye on.
Right.
So, you know, we've got that. We've also got our co-main event, which is a Dilson Santos versus Dylan Metello, which is a lightweight bout. Like I said, I think the fans coming to the LFA are really going to get an experience of who the next up and coming potential
yep.
UFC fighters are going to be there. So I think they're going to get a very good experience with that. We're like a smaller mini version of the UFC.
Right. So how would you say what separates an LFA fighter from the rest of the pack to get there?
Well, I mean, as far as separate, I think the difference is in comparison to a lot of the events out there is in the LFA, these competitors are fighting fights very similar to what they're going to get in the UFC. All of our fights are very competitive, and that's what makes the difference. That's what separates us from the rest of the events out there, is our fighters are getting tested, and they're battle-tested.
Mm.
So when they step up into the UFC, they're going to have the experience of having bouts and fights similar to what they would have if they were in the UFC.
So you're just on that next level of train hard, work hard, playing hard.
100%.
I love that. Now, Ken, you're here in support. You fought all over the world. How do you think an event like this helps grow MMA in new regions?
Well, I think it's huge. You got to have feeders. And LFA is one of the top ones to be able to produce some top grappling and striking athletes. And that's a challenge. And like he said, being able to get similar competition, at least at the bottom of the UFC card, where these guys are going to be challenged immediately when they go into the UFC, they got to be able to take care of some of those other up-and-coming fighters that are coming in. So being able to have that kind of experience in the LFA and then advance into the UFC, you're not seeing anything that you haven't seen already. And it gives you time to move up, like in the UFC. It gives you time to move up and start facing that 1% level of fighters.
Right.
Be able to prepare you to work for a championship in the UFC. So what LFA is doing is huge, being able to give these guys competition so when they step in the UFC, they don't feel like they're just a small fish in a big lake.
Yeah, it kind of gets that nervousness out for them, you think, as well?
Well, there's always, you know, I don't know if that, I mean, I guess in some fights, but I just know from my experience,
yeah,
the nervousness is never there unless you're not prepared.
Wow.
I've always believed that. Anybody that is at that level and is moving either one from the LFA into the USC is already confident. They already know that their abilities are very at a very high level, and they're very confident in themselves to get to where they've gotten. So I don't believe that that would be a hindrance to anyone moving in. Mm-hmm. I think the confidence is already there. I think it's just the ability to be able to train properly, get the right competition to be able to get you prepared to move into the USC.
Yeah, it's some unreal training you guys do. I mean, total badasses, and you're just in the right mindset. Speaking with UFC Hall of Famer Ken Shamrock, Ed Soares, the CEO of the LFA. Huge fight going down this weekend, March 22nd at Fox's Resort Casino. We're going to take 5 minutes. We'll be right back. It's Mikey V. It's Radio 104.1. We're back. We're speaking with UFC legendary Hall of Famer Ken Shamrock, a true pioneer in the sport, as well as Ed Soares, the CEO of the LFA and one of the most influential figures in the MMA. Huge LFA fight at Fox's Resort Casino this weekend, Saturday, March 22nd, an explosive night. Make sure to get your tickets right now at foxwoods.com. Ken, who do you see be the next big superstar on the LFA roster?
Well, again, we mentioned them. I think Freeman is a big one, and I think Hugo.
Okay.
I guess we're going to find out, right?
That's right.
It's going to be a fun one to watch. But I think any of these two guys, and even all the way through the roster, I think there's definitely talent for a lot of these guys to have a career in MMA. So I'm very excited to go to the fights, be able to watch them with the fans. And again, that's what it's all about for me right now, is being able to go out, meet the fans, enjoy my time there. And
that's
with
right.
an organization like the LFA, I'm very excited to be there.
And Foxwoods showcasing this is going to be amazing. Ed, I cannot wait for you to see it there as well. One last thing for you, Ken. You're also working on exciting projects like the True Bare Knuckles, the Ultimate Warrior Battle. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, the Warrior Battle, we don't want to talk too much about it because it's in the developing stages.
Okay.
So we won't talk much on that. But as far as the True Bare Knuckle, it's really just us being able to bring a new element into this world of combat.
Yeah.
And so we're very excited. And again, we're just now starting that one and getting ready to move forward with that one. So we're excited with that. There's also a show that I'm doing called, Surviving Man. Which is it's a course where you go through almost like a Lensman trial, where it's extreme conditioning, and then you test these athletes that are going through this phase. Once they get through that phase, you test them on that, they score their points, and then they immediately go into what we call the weapons training.
Wow.
Which is like they do with clearing rooms, with long shooting, short shooting, pistol range, all these different types of weapons that they have to fire.
Hardcore.
Scored on. And then immediately after that, they go into what we call the face-off, where they have to go challenge one another in a physical combat. And so for us, I think it's exciting because it's coming from a different angle and a different element.
Right.
And I'm very excited for this. And Surviving Man is already there, and they've already done 3 shows or 4 shows. And what I've seen of it, man, is really exciting. So I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm going to be doing the hand-to-hand part of it.
Oh, awesome.
So it should be fun, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's hardcore. I mean, I don't know how you train for things like this, but I would love to see some of that for sure. And lastly, Ed, how does someone want to get involved with the LFA? Where do they start? Where does a fighter want to go? What do they want to do to be on your lookout to then move up?
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, a fighter, I think what they need to do is start training really hard. And train. I mean, training is the most important. And then what they should start off doing is competing. You know, if you've never had a fight before, you start off in the amateur circuit and build your experience. You know, a lot of times, these athletes are so eager to step up into the pro, start fighting
right.
pro. And I'll tell you, I recommend to all these young athletes out there, stay competing in amateur, because that's where you learn your mistakes. That's where you get all these jitters out. Because once you go and do your start to fight pro, your record stays. And what's on your fighting record is going to be there for life. And the great thing about amateur is that these amateur fighters go out there and they make their mistakes and they and they find the thing and they get over the adversities that they need to get over. And then once they start and become a pro, their record starts over again. So I highly recommend these athletes go in there and start getting their experience and getting these things that they're doing wrong, get it out of their system as an amateur. Because then when they step into a pro, they kind of start with a clean slate. So, you know, gotcha. My recommendation is doing that and just getting themselves known. And one thing that the LFA does is, you know, we really prepare these athletes when they step up in the next level, is not only as a fighter, obviously that's what you're there. You're competing right. in the LFA to be a fighter, but there's so many other aspects of the game that the LFA prepares these fighters. For instance, you know, doing media, having the commitment, having all the different things outside of actually fighting
right.
to help your career to become successful. And, you know, I just wanted to add something that's really interesting about this weekend. Is, you know, we've got a legend like Ken Shamrock that's going to be there
right.
Watching these fights live. We also have a fighter that's going to be making his pro debut by the name of Haylen Gracie. Haylen Gracie is Horian Gracie's son. So to think how unique this will be to have a legend like Ken Shamrock there watching live. Ken Shamrock has competed against Haylen's uncle a few times in the UFC and also in Bellator, and then having Haylen making his pro debut. I think it's super interesting to have both of these guys there, and one of them, his father,
second generation,
created the UFC, and now Haylen is making his pro debut. And to have a guy like Ken Shamrock, to me, it's going to be a really cool, special night for sure.
That's why this is a must-see event. I mean, just thinking about that brings, you know, chills to my skin right now. It's pretty cool. So this weekend, March 22nd, Ed and Ken, I cannot thank you enough for both coming on. Fight fans, Fox Resort Casino, you do not want to miss LFA's New England debut. Tickets on sale at foxwoods.com. We'll see you this weekend, gentlemen.
Thank you.